There we go.
I must look at this as being in the music business for the first time. Sometimes I'm in a very good position because I'm able to play in situations where a lot of people know who I am. And for the people that hear my records have only heard of me, it's a whole new trial period for me, as for disc jockeys, as for the people that come to see my shows out of curiosity because of the record, and faintly that large past called Chubby Checker. And I try almost feverishly to make sure that I give an honest impression of what they're really looking at. The new music for me sometimes is new for my movements, even new for my delivery. I am just beginning to feel comfortable, you know, singing my new music, and I'm finding it very easy to do, sometimes easier than the things I did before. This album right now, to me, is groundwork. It is the foundation for the next album.
What's tougher this time around?
Well, it's not that it's tough, because I've been through this before. In 1968, I played in little rock clubs, the same little rock clubs that Three Dog Night played in, the same little clubs that all the famous rock singers played in on their way up. I started playing in little rock clubs in New York City and Pittsburgh, along with all the guys. I've seen some guys even make it. Billy Joel played for me for a couple minutes. And so now my turn has come around again. I try not too hard to focus on my successful past. I try to focus on my original introduction as a new artist in the record business. And I'm having a lot of fun. I'm having a tremendous success being able to go on stage and give them their money's worth, because they're not getting it. I mean, the people have been ripped off a long time, and I am not going to let them. When they see me, I'm so lucky that they're not aware of my energy. They're not aware of my musical roots, because when I started, some people weren't even born yet. This album has given me that opportunity, which is incredible for me. So now I have this opportunity to play in new situations. It's so incredible for me, because one night I can make $12,000 in an hour, and the next night make $1,500 in 2 hours because of the record. And I am really enjoying this, and thank God that I've kept myself in condition, that I've kept myself healthy, and that I keep my body clean, so that I am able to go out and do a show for people that are well over 50 years old, and the very next day do a show that's for people from 10 years old or 7 years old to 80 years old. So I'm really having a good time with this album. We want to get all the mileage out of this album that we could possibly get, because the next Chubby Checker album will be intensified. I mean, I think that we have found the formula. I think we have found the answer. I think that a new Chubby Checker is about to emerge as a big record performer, and I'm really pleased about it.
I wanna ask you another question first.
Why don't we do that?
Yeah.
Since you came in, probably quieter out here. Anyway.
Ah,
that's good.
For tomorrow morning here in Philadelphia, how do you feel about your participation in the music festival?
In fact, it almost didn't happen. I remember this taking place about a few weeks ago, where we were called to do, my manager Tony DeLore was called, says we want Chubby Checker to do the show, you know, with the Stars of Yesterday, and Tony said, well, we weren't too much thinking of doing that, you know, because we play all the time. I could probably play every day of the year if I wanted to. And he said, we weren't too interested in that. And then he got another call and says, there's a new show. It's with all the new groups in Philadelphia, the new rock acts in Philadelphia that are on the verge of making it. Would you be interested in letting Chubby play on that show? And Tony says, we'd be very interested in doing that show. And I'm very pleased about it that we're going to be doing this. I fitted into a new mold, and I'm going to adapt to it quite well. And I'm not going to forget all the things I did before. I'm not going to have any rock snobbery. I'm going to go out and give the people what they expect, and I'm going to give them what they have been hearing lately. I'm going to try to give them all a Chubby Checker.
Are you going to hang around to see any of the other shows, or will it be just a quick stop?
Usually I just come in and do it. You know, I really like to come in 4 minutes before my show and leave immediately afterwards. I like to be kind of Clark Kent. I like to come in and take care of the crime and get out. I enjoy that. I enjoy the mystique about it. Because when I was a kid, I used to watch all the Western movies, and then the good guy would come in and he would ruffle up all the bad guys and hop on his horse and leave town. You know, and I always, it's very mystique about it. Like if I got a show at 8 o'clock, I'll be there at 8:04. I'll probably walk out of my car, right on the stage, do it, go right back in my car and leave and say, wow, wasn't that fun, you know, and enjoyed the after effects all by myself.
Do you have any other plans to appear in Philly this summer?
I think we're going to be at Ripley's on the 8th, on the 4th of June, and then at the Tower Theater on the 8th of July, and that's all the Philadelphia that we're going to do. I haven't been in Philadelphia since, 1970 or something like that. In fact, I very seldom play Philadelphia, but I play all the time, and I'm very seldom in Philadelphia.
Do you miss the city at all?
No, I live here. I'm a Philadelphian. I mean, I live here. I was raised here. I mean, this is my town. I know every crack, every crevice of it, and I'm an all Philadelphia. Most of the guys that started out in the early days, they left Philadelphia. I said, I'm going to stay right here, and Philadelphia's been very good to me. And wherever I go, I tell everybody, although I live in Paoli, but I said, where are you from? I said, Philadelphia.